Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Welcome to September. As we begin this month, often considered the introduction of fall. Although summer is still on the calendar for a few more weeks, once we hit September and Labor Day next weekend, many view that as the unofficial beginning of a new season. In this new season, we have return of school. Most schools have already begun for the school year. But I've encouraged them this past Sunday to take advantage of that back-to-school mentality and use it as a reminder to be back at church. Summer gets busy, and people take family vacations. I took a family vacation. And sometimes those vacations and the busyness of summer get us out of the habit, the good habit of worshiping God with others. So I invite you to return if you've been missing. Remain faithful in your attendance if you've been faithful. But make the most of the opportunities to gather with others. You're always welcome here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive, here in South Bend. And throughout September, we're going to continue our sermon series through the Sermon on the Mount, our Summer with the Sun, taking a look at the various teachings of Jesus in this one message as he sat upon the mountainside teaching the people. And this week we've been focusing in yesterday and will continue throughout the week on the topic of being content. Today we'll dive into a topic that's probably not all that popular. Being content with your income. We'll take a look at what it means, maybe a little bit of what it doesn't mean. And in so doing, we'll discover a contentment that comes not based on what we have or don't have, but based on who we belong to. A satisfaction that Jesus is enough. A trust that he provides what I lack. In response to some soldiers asking what they need to do, John the Baptist is preaching a message of repentance, preparing the way for Jesus, calling people to, examine their life, their motives. And different ones are responded to differently. In Luke chapter 3, verse 14, we read, "Then some soldiers asked him," that is John the Baptist, "what should we do?" And John replied, "Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." Many times the Roman soldiers would have this reputation of using their position of power and influence to take advantage of people. And that doesn't happen, right? Or does it? It's a nature of who we are as humans. It's the sin nature of being influenced by the enemy. We take what God sets forth and we misuse it. Structure is, ordained by God. But many times those in power within those structures have this tendency to misuse it. And so this command is specifically instructed towards those in power and who felt that it was within their right to take advantage of people because, well, they weren't getting paid enough. They deserved more. And God's instruction for them, I believe, is the same for each one of us. He's not talking about not trying to do better. He's not talking about not asking for a raise when one is needed and deserved. He's talking about a contentment that doesn't go beyond what is right and appropriate, a contentment that refuses to cheat, to steal, to take advantage of people in general, to take advantage of your employer or boss. This contentment with your income says, my paycheck may come from this company, from this person, from this place, but my provision comes from God. And to recognize that there are times in life where it's important to make our needs known. And we begin by making our needs known to God. It's in those conversations with God that He will often communicate to us through His Word and His Spirit as how we ought to live. But it's also important after we make our needs known to God that we find direction from Him in whether there's others that need to be aware of our needs. There are times where it is important to go to the boss, to go to the HR department, to go to whatever authority there might be and ask for a raise. It doesn't mean that you're not content with your income. It just simply means that a request is being made that would benefit you and your family. Now, I believe that those requests ought to be made in balance with the value that you're adding to that workplace. And sometimes we get all mixed up in how valuable we are. But regardless of that, this instruction was given to those who believed a discontent with their pay, with their income, entitled them to take advantage of others. And you'll see it in the news from time to time, people who were discontent with their pay and began to embezzle from their employer, began to take things home from their place of work, justified it as they owe me. And whether they owe you or not does not justify the sin of stealing, of theft, of defrauding. And so it's important to recognize, and especially in this country that I live in, the opportunities if the pay isn't what I need to live, to survive. I have a couple choices. One is to examine, am I wasting what God has entrusted to me? Are my expenses artificially high because, well, I just like things? Well, number two, is there a need to God using this discontent, this uncomfortableness in finances to move me to a place that pays better, to a place that more accurately provides? See, God uses all kinds of things to get our attention and to help us to see the decisions that would be best for our life. But learning contentment always feels much easier when we're satisfied. When we have plenty. It's in those times of need that we struggle. The Apostle Paul writes, and he says he has learned contentment in all circumstances, whether in plenty or in need. And that's the contentment with our income that God wants us to have. A contentment that continually grows and strives and does our best without cheating anyone. A contentment that relies on God's provision, whether supernaturally or God's provision through our place of work or through friends and family or whatever the case might be. To listen. And in that sense of contentment, the requests that we make regarding our income are made with humility, are made with understanding, are made without demands, without ultimatums, because we trust God, because we're content. I don't know that there's too many people that would choose not to have more. Sometimes choosing to have more gets us in trouble. But we go that route. And it's in that sense of contentment that we learn. And it's not just the employer, the employee. It applies to the employer. Our contentment with income is, well, as a business owner, how much profit do I really need? Am I content with a modest life so that my employees can live a comfortable life? You see, we struggle so many times with contentment being a virtue for one side of the equation and not the other. But I believe this instruction, this teaching from God's Word applies to every believer. Whether your source of income is as an employee or as a business owner or as whatever it might be careful how you treat one another. Be content to the extent, to the point that you're not willing to cheat or steal, defraud. Because you consider the needs of others to be more important than your own. That's what contentment with your income brings about in life. It says to you, and it says to those who are watching, that God has given me my daily bread. And with the basics of life, I can be content. And even when those basics seem to be lacking, I can learn a contentment that seeks growth, that strives for improvement. Without causing damage to anyone else. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to learn contentment. You supply our need according to your riches and glory. And Father, there are many times that we become discontent because, well, if we were honest, we don't believe you're keeping up your end of the bargain. We don't say that because it sounds almost blasphemous. We don't have what we want. And so we're not content. But God, help us in our finances, especially, to not allow our discontent to lead to sin. May we treat others fairly, not taking advantage of any power or authority we might think we have. May we learn the appropriate ways to not only ask you, but to ask our bosses, our employers, for the raises that may be appropriate, for the help that may be necessary. But asking in a way that we're content with whatever the answer is. Father, looking at the opportunities that you set before us, learning from your Spirit how those seeds of discontentment can either help us to make good choices or can grow into bitterness. So help us not to water those seeds of discontent, but rather to learn to be content with our income. Being thankful and grateful when you increase it. Being careful when it's decreased. Learning the lessons that you would have us to learn. And showing to the world around us our trust in you by living an attitude of contentment. Father, may Jesus be enough that we would lift him up in all circumstances so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.